This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Last Wednesday night, the Belleville East High School Lancers won a thrilling overtime victory against their crosstown rivals, the Belleville West High School Maroons. That football game included this thrilling play.
A 93-yard run by Tajay Robinson, good for a Lancer touchdown.
That was the regular season finale in what's been the inaugural season of girls flag football. Belleville East High School starts playoff competition tomorrow night against Manual High School in Peoria. That game is up north in Kankakee. Belleville West High School began their playoff run yesterday in a 20-6 victory over Urbana High School. West plays an away game against Danville High School this evening. Joining us now to talk about all of that is STLPR's Metro East reporter, Will Bauer. Welcome back to the show, Will.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Elaine.
So last week, you went to the game between East and West, and that was Wednesday night, and it took place at Belleville West. What was the vibe like there?
I think probably in a lot of ways, like any other high school football game, maybe not as many people in the crowd, but it's the first year of a new sport, right? But there was even a student section of largely guys on the Belleville West sideline. You know, there was plenty of cheering from both sidelines. And as you heard, right, doesn't that kind of just sound like what you imagine, even if you haven't been to a high school football game in a long time?
Yes.
That's kind of what they sound like. There was obviously a little less tackling than there would be in boys football, but it was, you know, a beautiful fall night. It was 60 degrees. By the end of the night, my hands were cold. It was kind of like, oh, this is fun to be back. It's a good environment for high school sports.
It sounds like quintessentially high school football.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are more than 100 high schools in Illinois that signed up for girls flag football, but I understand that they're mostly in northern Illinois and primarily in the Chicago area, Will. So what's your sense of how flag football got going in the Metro East?
Well, it was probably kind of just a matter of time before most larger schools had this sport, and Belleville West and East just happened to be the first two athletic departments that said, hey, we can make this happen. The coaches from both East and West told me that, you know, there are other programs in the area that are, maybe if they're not considering it this next year, they're going to hopefully add the program or the sport in the next couple of years. So East was kind of always planning on having it once they got word from the Illinois High School Association that mm-hmm. flag football was going to happen. They knew they wanted it, and they made it happen. West, on the other hand, it was a little more delayed. It was just a couple of weeks before the season got going that they got official word. So it was a little rushed for West, but they, yeah, were able to make it happen. And yes, they did an immense amount of traveling this year. You know, Urbana, Peoria, those would be some of the closest schools. Otherwise, you'd be making the, 4.5-hour trip up to the Chicagoland area to play.
Wow. So, Will, you spoke with a number of the student athletes, and one of them was Lily Capel. She's Belleville West's senior captain and plays center. Here's what she had to say about the inaugural season.
I've always wanted to play football. I grew up around football, my cousins and everything. Every Sunday we were playing football, and then they said flag football, and I was so ready for it.
So, Will, in talking with Lily, as well as some other students and coaches too, what sense did you get about their motivations for, you know, wanting to play flag?
I think Lily's answer there is probably pretty representative of a majority of the population, right? They just love football, right? So like Lily, many of them grew up playing it in the backyard with their siblings or their dads or their families or something like that. Or they grew up fans of there were a lot of Rams fans, of course, until the Rams left. But mm-hmm. there were some Chiefs fans, Steelers fan, Oklahoma University fan. So anyway, you know, they just grew up around football, and it had kind of been always something that if they had the opportunity, they would have taken it. And so now that they do, it was just like, hey, why aren't we playing? You know, this is just a fun opportunity. And the coaches, maybe in the same way, they'd grown up around the sport. So both West and East coaches are coaches of other sports. And one of the West coaches, she's the defensive coordinator. Her son was a pretty good football player in East St. Louis back in the day, and she coached him up until middle school. So she's like, I have this experience. I coach other sports. Why not?
Mm-hmm. So speaking of coaches, Belleville East head coach Doug Zirgel is splitting his time between the girls' flag football team and the boys' team for which he's an assistant. He talked with you, Will, about growing the sport in the next few years. What is it that he told you about prospects for the future?
Yeah, so in his eyes, right, this was just like the natural, smart move to grow the game of football. Obviously, he and other coaches, or the other coaches on from the West team, are hoping there's other Metro East programs in these next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting down on a little bit of traveling, having some more local games would be nice. So there's that aspect. But also he's thinking, you know, how do we grow this game even more? And part of that starts with getting younger girls involved.
Mm-hmm.
So like you would do for boys, can we start summer camps for elementary students so that girls, when they're in third grade, can start learning the basics of football in a more formal setting, and just think, you know, how different will that look in 10 years when a third, a fourth grader learns, you know, all these details, how to catch a pass, and like, and then, you know, they're building off those skills for 10 years. So that's kind of his thing, is like, we need to start young now to grow it so that in 10 years it'll be a completely different game and it'll evolve.
Yeah, a pipeline.
A pipeline, indeed, yes.
So people can read more about your story at stlpr.org, and there are some fantastic photos that were taken by photojournalist Sophie Pro.
Yeah. So there's a number of really, really good action shots that I think they were, you know, super intense because it's a rivalry game. I think I also really enjoy the group photo at the end just because I feel like it's so representative of, you know, just a bunch of teenagers being teenagers and having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And there are a lot of them, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us it's kind of an update on what has happened with girls' sports in the Metro East.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Elaine.
Today's episode was produced by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.